iRockRadio.me. We are at Reverb in Reading for the big show with LA Guns, the reunion with Phil Lewis and also Tracy Guns. We've been looking forward to this for a long time. It was originally scheduled in July, and now it ends up happening now in February of 2018. I'm joined with Shane and Mike. How you doing, guys?
Doing very well.
Hey, how's it going, man? Good to be here.
Glad to have you guys.
Thank you very much.
It was fun to come by and actually see you guys doing sound check in the beginning. That's always a fun thing to watch the bands doing sound check, because some bands are really serious, and then other bands you could tell are just up there rocking out and having a great time with each other.
Which one are we?
You're the ones that were rocking out having a good time with each other.
You know, when we go live, you know, sometimes we do these Instagram live videos for our fans so they can kind of see what's going on behind the scenes. And at that moment when he got the demon look, I always want our fans and people who follow me to have like some kind of exclusive content. So I give him Shane looking like a goddamn demon.
You got to ham it up for him, dude.
So how's it been on this this reunion tour? I mean, you've been with LA Guns with Phil's version.
I was in a previous lineup of LA Guns with Steve Riley, Kenny Queens, and Phil Lewis, myself. And I was doing that for almost 4 years. And one day,
once upon a time,
some vibes were just felt. And I was like, snap, man. I'm going to have to find another job because there's some shit going down. And, you know, I had already felt that Phil and Tracy had done like an acoustic show in Vegas.
Yeah.
And from that second, before they even performed, I already had it in my head what was going on.
Of course you did, because you were doing the job that Tracy would have been
doing. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing it. But, I mean, honestly, it's an honor to play with him, and he's like very much like a brother, a fucking teacher.
Am I correct in my research? Phil didn't reach out to you. Tracy reached out to you.
For this. Initially, the first lineup, Phil just like...
Right, right. But then with this reunion...
With this reunion, this new lineup with Shane and Johnny and Phil, myself and Tracy Guns, it was Tracy who reached out to me.
Yeah. Well, that had to have been something.
And that was, honestly, you know, like, in that moment, I was definitely feeling myself. Like, I was like, hell yeah.
So then what happened with you? When did you join the band?
With me, that's Shane, by the way. Shane Fitzgibbon speaking right now. Basically. Coming to you live, baby. How did I join the band? I built a studio with a guy, Greg Wirth, who actually mixed and mastered our record, the LA Guns record. And Tracy knows Greg through the Steve Vai camp. So we put together the studio, and Tracy rented a room, and we became friends, and then he took me out on the road. We actually had a band with Rudy Sarzo for a minute, and I was in Tracy's solo band. So I was playing all this LA Guns music, and we were going around crushing it. And then he was like, yo, dude, I think LA Guns might get back together, and I think we need a drummer. And I said, hell yeah, I will absolutely be that fucking drummer, dude. I accept your offer. Yeah, so I don't know. It all just kind of happened. You know, I just was like, I was just there playing the drums well, hopefully, and fucking doing the thing, man. So I got swept up along.
Awesome. So yeah, you both had experience with some of the guys in the past with playing.
Yeah, and we jammed together. At that Rock and Skull thing, right? We did Rock Candy.
I flew in like last minute. They were doing a thing, and Tracy Guns was like, "Yo, man, you want to do this? Come fly out and come do it." I was like, "But I don't know if I can make it." I'm like, So I rushed like nick of time. I had like Phil Lewis. I was calling Phil Lewis like, "Stall him." Yeah. And he's like, "Mate, I can give you about 5 minutes, and that's about all I can give you. I'm sorry, mate." And I was like, all right, so I rush, I get there, literally walk, like, I get into the venue, walk on stage, and I'm jamming with these dudes for the first time.
Nice.
Just like.
It was a nice dry run, you know, we killed it. We had a great time, too.
And what was next, like the Cat House or something?
I think the next show was like the first show was that big Irvine thing, right?
Yeah. And then our first actual show together was at the Cat House Live at Irvine Meadows.
Yeah.
And like. It's just, you know, the way things came together is just really, stars aligning type of shit.
Has the tour been going? When did the tour start officially with you guys?
I guess, I mean, we've been touring for like a year. I don't know if it's the same tour. It's been like two, I don't know how that shit works. We got different t-shirts and stuff. Yeah, but we've been out, I think we played probably 150, 200 shows.
At least.
Damn. So we've been...
Because that's when you guys... It was rescheduled because you were doing too many shows back to back. I guess and you had to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, when you're singing like crazy, when you're, you know, you're ripping, you got to protect that instrument, you know? And
the ripping and the tearing.
Ripping and the tearing, man. Well, yeah, we've been all over, man. We flew to Japan for the weekend. I think we were there for like fucking 20 hours or something. It was like, all right, peace out.
Yeah, so we did Italy. We did a lot of parts of Europe. And we've got New Zealand on the way. We've got Australia on the way. We have some South American dates.
Oh, damn.
Just on this record still. So I think, you know, to be clear, once we all have a minute to slow down, I think that's when the creative juices will flow for the new record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit's brewing right now.
Well,
but
speaking of which,
it's a lot of stuff in front of us.
When you guys first got together with Phil and Tracy together, was it the idea of writing an album right away, or did you guys just want to do a show and get the feel of it?
I think it was right away.
It was.
I think it was like, let's explore this amazing chemistry that's going on right now. Like, we're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was the vibe.
Awesome.
Everybody was on the level.
So you have the tour that's going on right now, and then whether it was rumor or whatever, another album is already a concept.
It's already in the works.
Already in the
works. Tracy's got a few songs that we've even jammed. I have a few songs that I haven't even showed these dudes yet that are actually already in the bag and demoed.
Nice. Did you guys help with the writing then, or is it all Tracy and Phil with?
Yeah,
the
I think everybody had something to do with the writing process. A couple of us wrote songs on our own, like I wrote Devil Made Me Do It and Don't Bring a Knife to a Gunfight. Shane wrote
Christine.
Nice.
Christine.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
No. But Shane has writing. We all have writing credit on everything because we've all shared and like, but there's tracks that are more one person than another, like some are more Tracy,
absolutely.
Some are more Michael, some are more Shane, some are more Johnny.
But the wealth is kind of shared throughout the album.
Right.
And
exactly.
Awesome. So you have the new album in the works. The one thing that I really love about LA Guns, going back to the beginning and throughout the time era, is like the diversity. Like, first, Rip and Tear was that, you know, hard rock, bad boy, rock and roll attitude. Hollywood Vampires was a little bit darker and kind of gothic for 80s hair band, you know, into the early 90s at the time. Vicious Circle was this heavy ass kicking fucking album. So, you know, like, and now Missing Piece goes back kind of to the beginning, to the old school style.
Correct.
Is that where we can anticipate the new album going, or is it a well-kept secret locked under?
I think this album is going to be a pop album.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be a little Nicki Minaj. It's going to be a little Wayne.
No,
no, I'm just kidding.
We'll be hearing that on Z100
I'm just kidding. We're no, I think everything, I think this record, I mean, you say it's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
If you think it's good and people are thinking it's good, I think it's going to be more along the lines of that goodness.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we're all riding on that high of like
style,
speed.
Or are we going to experiment with another style?
I think there's always, I think LA Guns has always had an element of experimental like shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's never been like you said, the diversity is because of the experiments, you know?
Yeah.
So I think this new record is going to be, you know, this lineup is now, that record is us just coming together. Now we're together.
Now you have an album.
Now we're like,
belt.
Now we know how I know. Now I know how my best friend Shane works, and Shane knows how his best friend Michael works.
Right.
So like,
gotcha.
I know how Johnny works. I know Tracy better. I know Phil better. And like, we're a band of brothers. We're way more like a gang now. So I think this new record is gonna like showcase that in ways that hopefully you guys are gonna love.
Sweet.
But of course, you're gonna get big riffs and you're gonna get sick choruses. So, I mean, I think that's what you guys want, right?
I would hope so.
And guitar solos that'll just like melt your face like butter.
This face doesn't need any more melting. It's got enough years on it.
I already melted all the hair off the top. It slid down to the cheeks.
Hey, I got five quickies for you, five faves. It's just questions of, you know, something favorite of yours. You don't have to think about it real hard, just whatever comes top of your mind. And then we have a surprise for our listeners here, right?
Let's do it.
That's right.
Okay. So first thing out of five faves, and it doesn't have to be something that you worked on, but your favorite album ever.
Ooh.
Prince Purple Rain.
That's Michael Grant's choice.
Damn, favorite. It's got to be Mars Volta, Dalhousie and the Comatorium.
I love that record, dude.
Damn.
Inertiac ESP.
Damn. And I'm impressed with the Purple Rain because that really showed Prince's guitar skills also.
Where my love for guitar started, I was just like, wow. I couldn't believe it.
Awesome. Favorite pastime outside of music?
Pool, billiards.
Pool.
Playing pool, man.
Favorite foreign country to perform in?
Japan.
Got to get that ramen 5 times a day.
Oh my God, their ramen is so on point, man. They created it.
Favorite up-and-coming artists or band?
Michael Grant and the Assassins.
Yeah, Jeremiah Mountain, dude.
Favorite moonlighting gig?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that means, bro. You're going to have to tell me what a moonlighting gig
is. It means favorite gig that you were doing to make money, whether it was like waiting tables, working at a Radio Shack, whatever, while you were...
My favorite gig that I worked was, I was hired to be Demi Lovato's guitarist for one day for this cover she was doing. It's on YouTube and everything. And I got paid so well for so little work. I worked for like maybe 2 hours.
Damn.
And got paid like an astronomical amount. So that was nice.
Nice. I got, I was paid my first gig in LA. It was technically a PA gig for a TV show, but it was a shady producer hired me to stalk his ex-girlfriend.
So your gig on the side was stalking an ex-girlfriend?
That was my first thing. I was like, oh, damn. First it was like, oh, we need you to watch a camera, or we need you to like do this thing. And it was like, I keep calling these people, and they're like, okay, really what it is, you're going to be hanging with this or stalking this person as they go from here to here to here. Here's where they live. And they pay me as a kit rental fee for renting a camera was my check. It's like some shady ass producer, dude.
Damn.
And then he didn't pay me, and I threatened to sue him. I was like, come on, dude. Did he pay you? He eventually paid me.
All right. I can't compete with that story.
That was stupid.
As far as just something to shock and awe.
Yeah.
And I can't compete with the money on what you did, but hopefully it'll make your top 5 list to be a guest DJ right here on iRockRadio.me.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to let you take over for an entire hour. We're going to let you pick all the music.
Ooh,
you get to be the DJs. Just, you know, try not to, you know, break anything on the way out. And, you guys get a chance to take care of it all.
Perfect, man. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Before we get you started with your full hour, why don't we play something from you guys right now? You get to pick and choose whether you want to play an old school LA Guns, whether you want to play something off the new album. But I mean, obviously you guys have to agree upon it.
I'd like to start with The Devil Made Me Do It.
I agree.
All right.
Best friend, Michael.
Thank you, best friend, Shane Fitzy Gibbons. And we're here with you on iRockRadio.me.